quick episode, Finance Friday. We're talking about finances. Something that is staying in my mind, Coach Caron Godwin, he once said, you don't get wealthy in the business owner quadrant or the self-employed quadrant. He was referring to the cash flow quadrant book by Robert Kiyosaki. Good book. I think there are four quadrants. There's employee, self-employed, business owner, investor. And his point is that we should all be striving to get to the investor quadrant. And he says you don't build wealth in the business owner or self-employed quadrant. And I can see it. He always encouraged me. And this is a businessman. Like, he's not just a basketball trainer. He's early to every space. He's an investor. He's very knowledgeable when it comes to crypto, all things future. So he was saying, don't use training money to live. Use it to build. And that makes sense. That makes sense. And that requires sometimes lowering expenses and spending more money than what we want to on things that may not pan out. And I'm learning that right now with the investments of some other things that may not pan out. But just trying it out feels good rather than just sitting and trying to hoard cash that loses value every single day. And, you know, his point, I hope it goes to you with just using money to build, not just to live. And something else stands out for Finance Friday, too. Recurring payments are where it's at. And I don't know how I used to do it when I first started. I don't know how you are doing it right now if you don't have recurring payments. But, man, it changes the game for everything. It is basically what allows us to have some kind of expectancy and some kind of predictability in what we're doing and continue doing it. And I guess I'm on this rant because talking to someone yesterday who was looking at our software, the playbook, and the most important thing for him was to make sure that we had recurring payments. And those recurring payments are possible through our system, but, you know, a few things came to mind. The recurring payments were important to him, and it's also AAU season, where the business model just seems bass ackwards to me. Because, you know, volleyball, baseball, soccer, it seems that they usually can and will pay up front for their team dues. And not everybody can do that. It is tough to do that because that's a lot of money up front. And we're just talking $500, $600, $700, while volleyball, baseball, soccer are charging three times that. But even then, if you, let's say you don't get the money up front, like you do not get the money up front, you're paying, you're asking the parents to pay on a recurring basis, there is a bad relationship between the accounts payable and the accounts receivable. I am not an accountant, but I understand these because of AAU. Accounts payable, you owe money. Accounts receivable, you get money. AAU, you pay for the tournaments, you pay for the jerseys, you pay for all these things, and hopefully you get your money back on a monthly basis by or from the parents. Versus AAU, or training, versus training, you get that money on a monthly, weekly basis. So I dislike AAU from a business model standpoint. I understand the value of it sometimes for certain organizations, but I just don't like the relationship there for anything like that. Honestly, I really don't. But that's a rant. I'm done. That was it. Hope you guys have a great weekend. Let's use training to build, not just to live. And if you need something that's recurring, a system that allows you to receive recurring payments and receive payments online so you don't have to be a Venmo machine or Cash App machine, let's talk about the Playbook. The Playbook is the best website platform for basketball trainers out there. I stand by that. We're getting results. Trainers are doubling their income, increasing their revenue by 37%, saving 4 hours a week. Real testimonials from real basketball trainers. So if you're listening and you're on the fence, let's set up a call, talk through it, and you guys have a great weekend.